What's going on, everybody? It's that ordinary podcaster with the extraordinary thoughts that tells you to stop being great and be extraordinary. I'm Demetrius Thigpen, also known as Meech Speaks, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Crazy. With that being said, man, I love a good episode. You feel me? I love a good episode. And today's guest coming on, man, Marine Corps veteran, IFBB Pro Olympian, entrepreneur. You heard him, you've seen him before. Hope just isn't good enough. Man, go ahead and welcome my brother to the show, Tay Moody.
Meech,
what's the damn deal?
I already know it. What's the damn deal, brother?
You feel me? Last time I introduced you, bro, I said Rovante. You know what I mean? And I was like this. Damn, why would I say that, man? Why would I say that?
And he did it again.
I was like, why would I introduce that man like that? I was like this. Nah, man, just go ahead and just say Tay Moody.
Yeah, people don't even know that that's my name. Close friends don't even know that that Tay's not my name.
For real?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
Man, what's been going on? You said what?
I fly across the country under Tay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got cards under. Yeah, business. My business name is, yeah, my mom's was pissed, bro.
What?
You that, and these people are letting you live life as crazy.
Man, that's wild, bro. Honestly, man, that gave me a good idea, man. Like, I might start just flying as Meech.
Just got to get one card. All you got to do is get a card in your name, and you good.
Really?
Yeah. And once you get a card in that name, you can get two. And
man, imagine me just, you know, I would love to just be able to show up somewhere and they'd be like this, Meech Speaks. And I'm like this, that is me.
I don't know if they're going to give you that much.
Oh, you thought I was just going to run with like, what, Meech Thigpen? No, yeah. Man. I'm running with the whole thing, Meech Speaks.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to let it go that far.
Hey, I'm trying to like
get away with me.
Yes. Slowly but surely, I'm trying to just phase out and not even have to say Demetrius Thigpen anymore, and just slowly just start integrating just Meech, and then people get used to hearing Meech, and then it's just Meech Speaks from
definitely
there.
Definitely used to hearing Meech right now. This is definitely,
you feel me?
Meech to be a big name.
You know, I remember one time, bro, like just off topic, somebody did think that Speaks was my last name, and they were like, is Speaks really your last name? And I was like, this, absolutely not. It's me. It's Thigpen.
Yeah.
And they're like, ugh. I was like, all right. They're like, ugh. I was like, this, all right. Well, I mean, I ain't mean for you to say it like that.
Yeah.
But 3 years since our last episode, bro. You know what I mean? And I just, what's been going on with it, man? Like, I know it's been 3 years. Just go ahead. Do me a favor, man. Can you give us just a recap of just who you are and everything?
Well, first of all, man, 3 years, that's a big statement. Congrats for still doing anything for 3 years. Right,
appreciate that.
And then successfully, right? Because consistency is a big part of everything. So, congrats to being consistent with podcasting with your dream for 3 years, man. That says a lot, and that's big. Man, post pandemic, a time we thought we weren't gonna get to, right? Like we never on the other side of that. Life's been interesting, man. I'm in Texas now. I've been here for about 6 months. The brand is at a new height. Training is different, you know. I'm in a different demographic, but the mission remains the same, bro. Like we haven't wavered from that since the beginning, and we're just now in another state, another region of the country to continue to expand and continue to push the same thing we've always been pushing. That hope just isn't good enough, and no matter what you do in life, I don't care what facet it is. If it's podcasting, if it's bodybuilding, if it's commercial real estate, if it's drug dealing, like, I don't care what it is. Hope just isn't good enough. You're going to have to work. So that's it, brother. Just the same mission in a new area, new beginnings. And can't wait to run it up from Texas.
You know? Nah, man. And I love that, bro, man. And I love to see it, man, because just like how you said, like, staying consistent, man, and staying consistent is something that you love and something that you love to do. You know what I mean? during that time when we did the episode, you could see like a lot of people were scrambling to do things. You know what I mean? And they took some things took off. Other things ended up fizzing out, you know? But to still say that me and you are still doing this 3 years later, bro, like that is a big testament. You feel me? That is a big testament because it's some people right now, man, that probably quit. They probably quit the moment that the moment outside had opened back up. I know for a fact people just immediately gave up on whatever they was doing.
What's real remains, though.
The real remains.
What's real remains. Like, if it's real to you and it's a real mission and it's not, it wasn't just for a bag or boredom, like, it's fueled by passion. I heard a quote, right? You know, I'm big on quotes. And this will resonate with you, bro, as I've seen the podcast rebrand and fall in love with it, fall out of love with it, fall back in love with it.
Ooh,
that's
I like
pretty
that.
Much been the journey from then till now, even through COVID, you know.
And I love that, man. Like, you know what I mean? Especially because from where I started versus where I am at now, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't think so much can happen within such a short period of time. But at the exact same time, it's like a lot of people get upset about changing something. You know what I mean? A lot of people get upset if they feel like they have to switch it up or have to start all over or have to move this piece to the next. But at the exact same time, when you're consistent on something, change is inevitable. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to take a step back and realize, like, damn, like, you know, I need to fix this or I need to adjust this or, hell, I might have to just change the entire name, man. Like, because I remember when you started, bro, like, you had the lion, you know what I mean? And I was like this, okay, I'm seeing it. And you just had like, you know, hope just isn't good enough. But now, bro, man, like the depth of these right now. And I really want people to see that, man, because we really rocking that shit. Yeah. Is the depth in these, man. And not just the graphic. I mean, not just the message, but the graphic itself really speaks volume.
It's a lot of it is things that I can't put into words. This isn't new. It's new to the world, but this is something that's been a part of me forever, right? Uh-huh. Like, a lot of this stuff is tattooed on me or, you know, I put it together a while ago and now it's just, like you say, not so much keeping up with times, but if you're not changing, you're not evolving and you're staying stagnant and die, right?
100%.
You love something, then you got to be willing to change with it. So clothing has changed. We're in a space now where everything is in. Like, it's a beautiful time for fashion and design, bro. Like, if you're into the skinnies, wear the skinnies. You're into the oversized, wear the oversized. You want to rock a jersey, rock a jersey. You want to wear Fila or Nike, whatever, however you want to dress right now is acceptable. And it's beautiful because I think this is the biggest time for individuality. So with that, I wanted to tap into my own, right? And like, I kept, the brand was, it's a fitness brand, and everybody, I can't wear it because I don't go to the gym, and I rock with the messages. All right, so how do I get this out to grab your attention to what I'm really trying to say, right? Mm-hmm. And now I think that we're at a point where I'm able to express myself and convey myself, not convey myself, but express myself to in ways that's so relatable to so many people just through clothing, bro. And it's really, it's a vision that's unfolding like right in front of my eyes.
100%, man. And I think like the first one that I really want to tap into, and I remember when we tapped into it in our first episode, but could you talk a little bit more about hope just isn't good enough and the message then versus where we were at right now?
So how it started or where?
Yeah, how it started and then how and where we're at right now.
All right, so hope just isn't good enough was started in 2017 spring. I had started competing in 2016. I did my first show, and I swore I would never do it again. And we won the show. We won the overall, and I still hadn't changed my mind. Like, I was walking out of the arena telling people I'm done. My coach texts me the next day. Shout out to Jeff out in Hawaii. And he told me that if I gave him 6 months, he could turn me into a pro, right? And competing, brother, I started competing off of, I lost a bet to play.
Yeah.
I told my boy that we would, you know, I would never step on stage. We made a bet, long story short, that if you you lose in Madden, then you got to step on stage. If you beat me, you never have to play again. I'm a gambler. I don't lose at anything. but I also right? play video games. So you see where we're at with this, right? Yeah. I'm just talking shit at this point, right? I know football. I got this. I get dubbed 21-0 in the first couple minutes, right? So I got to step on stage. 10 weeks later, I do that. And it was supposed to be a one and done. And Jeff texted me. I took it in consideration. My mom was there for a weekend. She loved seeing me on stage. She loved the idea, everybody around me. So I kind of let my circle push me to it, right? I didn't necessarily do it for them, but I let them push me to it. And in my mind, I couldn't fail them, right? So shout out to my brother Skip. You remember Skip. You probably met him as Andrew Watson back then. Now goes by Yahweh.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he now goes by Yahweh Kasok. And we're still locked in since day one. But prep was getting difficult. I decided to take Jeff up, and we were going to go to Nationals. 6 months later, like you said, and we were going to go off to Vegas. And prep was getting difficult. And we were just sitting around trying to come up with something. Like, in the Marine Corps, we got DDs. We have quotes, left foot, kill foot, right foot, drill foot. Like, we have infantry quotes. We have creeds for everything, right? So what can we create to kind of get you through those hard times, right? Because it is lonely. Like, no matter how much support there is, like, at the end of the day, I'm the only one on the treadmill. I'm the only one in the gym. But I felt like I was doing it for so many people because it made everybody around me happy. So hope this isn't good enough is something we came up with in the living room throwing the football around. From there, it just stuck. We started creating shirts just to help with registration fees, right? And then, you know, flying from Hawaii was expensive. So flying from Hawaii to Vegas for the show, and then you got to register for the show. Wasn't getting paid that much in the Marine Corps, right? So it just started from there, man. And the people really pushed the message and pushed the brand. Like, as long as I pour it into the message, people push the bread. I put it that way. And now we're at a point where I've gone through so much in life, and I've learned so much through bodybuilding and the Marine Corps, that hope this isn't good enough now has, like, reached to the ears of people that don't work out.
Yeah.
It's no longer just about fitness and getting on stage. Like, it's not resonating with people. You know, my mother calls me about it. You know, people call me from all facets about, man, I just thought about it. Like, hope this isn't good enough. I had to work. Mm-hmm. I had it. So I'm not sure if I answered the question.
No, bro. Like, the big thing right there, man, is like how you said, I'm reaching people that don't even go to a gym, because I'm going to keep it a buck with you. You know what I mean? Am I in shape? Yeah. But to be in somebody's gym the way, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, bro, like, people always tag me in, like, some fitness posts, and I'm always sending back, like, you know, it's Meech Speaks. Like, Meech Speaks. He doesn't, like, do pull-ups. He doesn't run. He doesn't, you know, he don't do any burpees, you know? Like, you ain't never seen me do anything active that will require, like, you to post me or put me in that. Yeah. But I get tagged in that on a regular basis. But then here you have this fitness brand, and the moment you drop, it's immediately in my cart. And it's because of the message that it resonates, man. And I think, like, a lot of times, bro, a lot of people go into these situations, man. A lot of people start these ventures, just like what we had said earlier, just in the middle of that pandemic, so many things got started. But the moment that the doors opened up to say that you can go back outside, if it was real, it would have remained. Just like what you said, if there was passion truly behind it, it would have remained. But you were doing the shit because it sounded good. You were doing the shit because you were bored. And you were doing the shit. And when you realized that you weren't getting the results that you wanted, that's when you were just like, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah. And a lot of people will sit back and they'll be like, man, you know, if I can just make it, or I hope that I do it. Hope just isn't good enough, man. Like, it's action behind this.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, it's real life action behind this.
Blood, sweat, and tears is real.
You know?
We really put the work in when this wasn't popping, when it wasn't, what do you call it?
Trending,
lucrative, prosperous. Like, real passion remains when it's dark, when there's nobody rocking with you. You know? When there's not.
You know,
a
sensei told me one time, man, like, I was facing, like, we was doing an episode together, and he said, like, one of his students was going through, like, a rough time. You know what I mean? Like, just nothing was sticking, nothing was working with him. And he asked him, he said, if you were winning, would you still quit? Mm. You feel me? And I remember when he said it, and I was just like, damn, that was good. And I think I was just real caught up off the wordplay. But when you down, just like what you meant, like, you know, despite how much support you are going to get, you still got to get on that treadmill. You still got to wake up. You still got to stick to that diet. You Absolutely. Still got to do all of these things. If you were winning, would you still quit? Like, if all this shit was going in your favor, would you still be like, you know what? I want to walk away. And a lot of people never take that into consideration.
Absolutely. The rebrand was created out of my darkest times.
Uh-huh.
This move, bro, I've gone through things I don't really want to, like, I don't want to elaborate too much into, right?
Yeah.
But the rebrand, this past year, 2023, was probably one of my darkest years that a lot of people, I think I wore it flawlessly, you know? And that's where the rebrand was created, was out of times where nobody was rocking with me, when my customer, I'm trying to buy my customers back now through the brand.
Yeah.
Lost so many during, you know, missed trials and tribulations with dealing with overseas and packages showing late. So, yeah, absolutely, bro. Like, if it's passionate, if it's real, it'll remain.
You know, and I think as we switch gears, man, and we talk about the rebrand and we talk about going through those rough times, bro, man, I just want to just take a moment because there was a period, you feel me? Because trust me, man, like, if anybody know about some rough times, bro, like, Meech gonna know about some rough times, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's very critical, man, that you have, like, a circle of people that you can talk to. And a lot of people always say, like, yeah, I got a circle that I, you know, they got me. And it's like, can they? You feel me? Like, do you have a circle that you feel comfortable enough to talk to about? And do you have a circle that is going to be able to give you legitimate advice about the circumstance that you in? And I remember when I transferred from California to Virginia, and not a lot of people knew this about me, but I was going through a rough period during that time. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I remember reaching out to you and you listened to me, but then you gave me advice that really resonated with me. You know what I mean? Because you was like, bro, man, like, you a Nick, you know, like, you a Nick. And I was just like, damn, man, like, I appreciate you being there. Because I remember I was telling you, I was like, man, I remember when I locked the keys in the closet, dog, and everybody just looked at me.
Doing new guy stuff.
you know, just doing typical new guy stuff, man. And you really, you were there. You know what I mean? Like, you heard me. And then you also gave me advice to be able to apply. And I feel like a lot of people just don't have that sometimes.
Your circle is important, bro. I was big on do it myself, do it myself, do it myself. I went to Eric Thomas conference in 2021. So again, post-pandemic, since our last conversation, that conference changed my life. Let's not take it that far. Not changed my life. I changed the world is where I'm going with that, right? Like, I changed my mind about a lot of things. Therefore, it led me to change in my own world. Right?
100%.
Those words have meanings. Let's clear that up.
No, I 100%. I completely understand. I was about to say, damn, that changed your life, bro. Like,
nah, let's not do that. I can't give anybody credit for changing my life, right? Like, I'm...
Right.
Shout out to Josh Watts. But one of the main things he said, man, was you're not going to make it without a team. Right? Like, COVID taught me that as well, right? Like, a team, friends... People were important during that time. If I was driving myself crazy, like, you become the only voice in your head. You have nothing to bounce these ideas off. And that's more so what it was. I didn't do anything for you in that time. We conversed. We talked about our transgressions. And it's like, all right, so what am I really going through? What's the real? The root is you just new. You know? Like, you're there not doing anything wrong other than being in a new environment, new faces, new routine, new habits, new behaviors. But again, the real remained, right? Look at you now.
Man, I appreciate that.
But having a team is important, bro. Like, not being the only voice in your head. And the team doesn't necessarily mean that they're helping you upload podcasts or they're packing shirts for you. Or it's just somebody for you to bounce ideas off of sometimes, right? Like, yo, do you like this design? And that yes or that no could take you so far. Regardless, I'm still going to do what I want to do. But having that support of someone that you can just ask, man, that moves mountains, bro. Like, not being that voice and not doing or feeling like you're alone, I think more people should tap into that and more people will be a lot better off. But we're so in this, and it's two-sided, right? Because there's the side of, oh, I helped you. I made you. I. And then there's the side of, I want to get it out the mud. I did it all alone. People feel they can't say that if they have a team, which I don't want to say that. I'm tired of being called tough. You know, I don't want to be tough no more, brother. Like, I want to succeed with my people, with the same people that... So we're at a point now, man, where I'm tapping in the team. And my goal is really to I got some people that I want to put in position this year, right? And that's what I want to do this year, put some people in some positions.
You know, somebody once told me, they said, surround yourself around people that can make you great. Let me rephrase that. Surround yourself around people so you can be great, you know? And when he said that, he was like, a lot of times, like, we overburden ourselves with all these other taskers, but surround yourself around people that are good in those taskers so you can focus on the thing that is, that you can be great in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And people will look back and they'll say, like, damn, Meech, man, you know, you a one man, you know, you run everything. And I'm like, yeah, but it'd be nice if I had people that did that, you know what I mean? So I can focus on the craft. But I'm having to learn all of these extra things. And just like what you said, is like, it's not something that I wanted to have, but it's skills that I've acquired over time. But at some point, man, like, you got to be able to take a step back and say to yourself, like, if I truly want to be great, I got to surround myself around people that can actually propel me into that direction and allow me to be great in my area.
And that's why relationships like this is so important, right? To tap back, to bring it back to that conversation we had, like, you don't know, but you on your grind helps me. So if you need me to take a couple minutes out of my day to talk about some stuff so you're not the only voice in your head, because that's going to keep you going, in turn, that's what's going to keep me going. Right? Yeah. So no superstars, no degenerates. Like, I'm not above you, you're not above me. I got you, you got me. That's a whole lot deeper than dollars in the pocket, right? Like, that's
100%.
A lot deeper than holding me down if I need some money. We're beyond, I'm not talking about that, right? Like, me getting on my phone and seeing me active means I can't be lazy today because my brother's getting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if I got to take this 2 minutes to over something that Meech is going through, it's important to me too, you know? Like, being great, you can only be as great as the people around you. So we build them up, we build ourselves up, and it all ties together, bro. So it's full circle. It's truly full circle.
Oh, man, I love that, bro. But as we switch gears, bro, like, I really want to talk about, you know, the quote that we rocking right now, man. Like, this world breaks everyone. Like, what was the mindset behind that, man? And if you could elaborate just a little bit on that one.
Man, so are you familiar with the breathing work? Breath work?
Yes, I am.
So, like I said, I was going through some of the roughest times, and you've moved. Moving is not, moving is ugly.
It's yes.
Entrepreneur, when you're an entrepreneur, when you're not, there's so many unknowns, right? Like, you can have a plan. Everybody has a plan. Everybody always has a plan, right? Until things go wrong, and now we have to deviate from the plan and find new ways. So, moving out here, big part of the reason I moved out here was Josh Wise, and to assist with the two gyms that he has. Shout out to Josh and his success. Congrats on the two gyms. Things didn't go well. From everything I planned blew up in my face. And you know, I moved there, it's just me and my son. And he's 7. And not having a plan and setting yourself up for so long, like, I planned to move for probably about a year.
Yeah.
And it was about 6 months worth of work with his school. You know, first you got to find where you want to live. Then you have to find out what school is he going to go to. Is it a good school? You're figuring out all these things. How close is it to work? I had done it all. And when I tell you every piece of it crashed, I'm on the way here and they're telling me that my house isn't ready. So I have nowhere to stay. And I'm 14 hours in a U-Haul with a 7-year-old coming from Georgia. My house isn't ready. It's just been so much that I've gone through since moving. And I was doing breath work, just to bring it back with Josh Wise. And one of the things I heard is that you're not alone. Like, no, whenever you're going through something, we all like to put ourselves in these dark corners where we feel like we're the only ones going through it. And misery loves company, I think, is a misused quote in terms of, like, people that are miserable want other people to be miserable, right? But misery loves company is knowing that you're not alone and that other people are going, they might not be going through your go-through, but they're going through their own go-through. And just knowing that, hearing that, in the breath work, it brought up a lot of people. You're supposed to see things that you're going through. I started to see my people during the breath work. And this is something I haven't even told Josh, something I haven't told anybody. During my breath work, for some reason, I got to a point where I started seeing, like, and we're not going to name names, but I started seeing the things that other people around me were going through that I didn't know about. People in my circle, let's tap back to that, right? And it's like, yo, hold on. I was at a point of breaking, like really shutting down everything. I was social media was going to go away. I just wanted to crawl in my circle that I, my hole that I wanted to be in. Like, we've all experienced at some point. And during the breathwork, I saw my other, I saw everybody else. And I realized that my happiness isn't everybody else. And my happy isn't seeing my people happy. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I ran from that for so long because it's titled as a people pleaser, but it's not, right? Like, I'm not to be played with, but I'm for my people. And that's just a part of me. That's what I was put here to do. And seeing that so many other people were going through it, after my breathwork, it started to just open my eyes up and I started to see things for what they really were. I started to see things that people were posting on social media. I said, nah, you're really hurting. That's really like a facade. Like, you're putting that on. And it took me to go through my living hell to crash and burn everything. But my car, I was driving around a car for a year that I thought was so dope that had two accidents on it that I didn't know. I lost $5,000 in it. I lost $6,000 in my dog. Like, it's just so much kept happening, bro, that I thought I needed, and I needed my people. And just seeing that other people were going through their transgressions helped me get through mine. Like, nah, bro, you're not alone. We're all going through it right now. Everybody's going through it. Everybody's going through something.
Yeah.
And it just branched from there, bro. Like, this world really breaks everyone. But who are you going to be? Like, if you don't, Inky Johnson said it best, if you don't get what you're going to get, can you still be the same person that you are?
You know, like, I love some Inky, man. I love Inky.
You know, and I had to, damn, tell you, like, you're hurting right now. You're going through it. But if this is real, it'll remain. Keep preaching your message. Keep working. And it's all going to work out. And that's just where it's been from there, bro, is that if I just keep working, it'll work out. And it has worked out. And it is working out.
You said something, man. Like, and when you said it and how you built up to it, I immediately got it. You know, when you said that misery, you know, it's a misused term, you know, misery loves company. And the moment that you said it, I broke it down and I was just like, nah, like, you're right. Like, it is a misused term, bro, because think about when you're going through something, you want to be alone. You feel me? Like, you want to be alone. You want to crawl in your hole. You want to just be away from everybody. You want to log off. But we all want somebody to come over. We want somebody to talk to us. We want to be heard. We want to be around love. We want to be refilled, because right now we feel empty.
Absolutely.
And misery loves company because it doesn't want to be they don't want to be alone right now. That's why they love company.
Absolutely. It's a lonely place, bro. In your head is a lonely place. In your head alone is the scariest place to be, because that's where all the bad shit happens.
100%, man.
Excuse my language. I don't know if I could curse.
Bro, I don't know how many times I done cussed on here.
I don't monetize. I don't know. I'm not sure how that.
Oh, nah, man. No. It's all good, man. Please. You know what I mean? Because I remember, bro, like, during that time, man, like, you know, if I didn't have you, if I didn't have people around me to bounce ideas, let me rephrase that, not just bounce ideas, but to echo what I'm already hearing inside of my head and to have it rationalized. I think that's the biggest thing is that, just like what you said, like, alone in your head during a rough time, everything is true there. Yeah. If you suck and you ain't got nobody to bounce that off of, you'd be like, hey, do I suck? That's all. It's a period at the end of that. You know what I mean?
Fool syndrome, right? Like, something goes off.
Yes.
Fukuli, everything's wrong.
Yes.
You're dying tomorrow. You have cancer. Absolutely.
You know, so it's one of those things, man, like, where it's just like, you go back to it, man, and it's just like, misery loves company, because it's like, bro, like, I'm alone right now. I needed you around. You know, like, I needed this conversation. I needed to be around somebody, because it's like, what I had back there when nobody else was around was not looking good. And I feel like, man, like, there's so much value into that, dog. Like, there's so much value into that. But the biggest thing that you brought up, man, like, and I don't know who need to hear this, but this world breaks everyone. And when you realize that, you can look at it in two perspectives. Like, a lot of people walk into it because a victim mindset is so prevalent and it's so common that you don't realize it. You know what I mean? where people will hear that word and they'll say, this world breaks everyone. And that's the end all be all. Like, yeah, everybody's going to, you know, it just, there's no hope. There's no change. There's, this world will break everyone. But it's also a realization. You know what I mean? Like, this world will break everyone.
Absolutely.
Everyone will go through something. Everyone will be at their lowest points. You're not the only one that this is happening to. And I feel like I don't know who need to hear that one right there, bro. And I love the fact that you dropped that gem. But you're not the only one that's at your lowest point. This world breaks everyone. You know what I mean? Even the ones that pretend to make it seem like as if like everything is going good. Them motherfuckers is going through that shit too. And I really need somebody to hear that one.
That was the biggest. And that was another thing of where it came from, right? Like, if you look at the description on the site, let's not try to find a word for that, but I thought life was about how long can I go trying to keep everything together, right? And it's really about, like I said earlier, who are you going to be when it doesn't go right? Like, who are you still that same person that you were when you were on the pedestal, when you had everything that you wanted? Like, what's real to your core? And that's where it came from. Like, when life goes to shit, who are you? Who are you now? All right, so you... everything that you thought you valued, everything that you thought you worked for, you lost it all. Now who are you? What values do you still hold true? What really means something to you?
No, like, bro, man.
This world breaks everyone, but who are you going to be when it breaks you, when it comes for you? Like, it's not if, it's just when.
No, man, like, I think the biggest thing with that one right there, bro, is easy. You know, I remember somebody talking to me about this. They was like, it's easy to go from the bottom up. You feel me? It's easy to do that because you're already at the bottom. You know what I mean? Everything that you see, every level that you see is good. The hard part is going from the top down and then having to come back up. That's the hard part.
But I'm going to tell you what's been so beautiful about it all, bro, about the because I felt like I was at a point. I've been at my highest, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then... Just speak financially, right? Like, I've cut my finances, my living in a quarter of what I was making, right? Wow. At a point. And what it taught me was what was important, what mistakes I made. So now all I get to do is see, all right, so when I get it back, I know what not to do now, because the mistakes I made when I had it weren't necessarily out of me living carelessly. They were just things I didn't know. I can't fault myself for what I didn't know. But now that I do know, change has to be made. So when I get it back, I ain't going to do it quite like that. Right? I'm not going to I will never make the same mistake twice. I'm going to tell you that now.
Yeah, man.
It could look like the same mistake, but something's going to be a little different because I refuse. Insanity is doing the same thing with no change in result, right? So I refuse to make the same mistakes twice with anything.
100%, man. I think with that one right there, bro, it's... I may do it. It may look the same to a lot of people, but trust me, there was a tweak that was made. There was an adjustment that was made. You feel me? And that one right there is heavy.
I tried something different. You may not see it, but I know well what right?
You know, even if I'm talking to, I may be talking to the same person, but I'm asking them different questions.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And somebody had once told me, it was like, it ain't that you're talking to the wrong person. You're not asking them the right questions. You feel me? It ain't that you looking at the wrong direction. Is you not looking at the right thing?
Yes, sir. You got your two minutes with your favorite superstar, and you want to ask them the most irrelevant questions.
That's it right there. You ain't asking them the right questions, man. Like, and I remember shout out to Keon for dropping that one for me, man. Because I remember I used to get so frustrated with that, bro. I'd be like, man, I'm surrounding myself around the wrong people, man. Like, I'm trying to ask them this, they don't know nothing about this, and he was like, maybe you're not asking them the right questions. You know what I mean? I can't ask my mama how to be an entrepreneur. She ain't never been an entrepreneur.
Right.
But I can ask her how she was able to multitask. Absolutely. How was she able to show up when she felt drained? I can ask her them type of questions because she gonna understand. And I was like, what? You know what I mean? I was like, whoa. He was like, you can go to a cashier right now at any restaurant and you can't ask them what it's like to run a business, but you can ask them what it's like to hold money. What does money feel like? And I was like, oh, my God. Come on, Keon. You dropping a gem right there.
That's right.
And when I think about that, bro, like, and when I look at it, and especially when you say, like, you know, to somebody else, it may look like the same mistake, but I promise you there was a tweak added in it. There was an adjustment made. There was a different question that I asked when I had to talk to that same person. When I encountered that exact same thing that knocked me down, I'm coming at it different. It may look the same to everybody else, but trust me, the plan in my head, completely different.
Absolutely. I tried to run up the mountain forward and it didn't work. I'm going to try the side.
You know what I mean? It's still the mountain.
I'm going to get there, you know, and it may take me 100 times. I ain't scared of failure no more.
Yeah. You know?
And I think that's that right there, man. Like, and I'm glad that you touched on that, is that I think people are afraid to try things because they're afraid of failure. And not only they are afraid of failure, bro, their fear of failure will misconstrue how they talk to other people, you know? And I look at it from my perspective all the time, and I'm pretty sure you've seen it. How many people you know tried to start a business, they business failed, and now because of their failure that they're still dealing with, because a lot of these people ain't fucking healed, bro. They just away from their triggers. You know what I mean? They just stopped doing something. They ain't healed from it. They just stopped doing it. And when they see you do something, that fear of failure, that pain that they felt, it comes off so negative that it's almost like, well, don't do this, and don't, you know, you're never going to make it, or you're not going to be able to get this done, and that's not going to work. Like, how do you deal with that, bro?
I don't listen to people. Well, if you have anything negative to say to me, you know me, I'm walking away.
Yeah.
I'm not going to engage in it, so I'm not even going to give anybody the opportunity to project that on me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can already tell, first of all, when it comes to what I'm going to talk to certain people about, I'm only going to talk to my circle about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And anyone else outside of that. So first of all, my circle wouldn't do that to me.
Yeah.
I don't go through that. But in terms of people on the outside and how to deal with it, you just got to turn it off. You have to understand that everybody has their own journey, and the back of the shampoo bottle says do not eat shampoo for a reason, because somebody has done it. So you have to take human consideration into everything, right? Like, yeah, it didn't work for you, but I could tell by your opinions why that didn't work.
Yeah. I like that.
I could tell in the first, like, by you even having this conversation with me about what didn't work and how it's not going to work for me, I could tell why it didn't work for you. You were unfocused. You
weren't
on your mission. Right? And it wasn't real, because why are you here telling me how it didn't work other than what you're going through? Mm. Right? Like, I don't want to hear that. Get away from me.
Hey, you know, I'm not even about to lie to you, man. Like, when somebody come up to me telling me what not to do, I already be looking at them in a certain... I look at them and I'm sizing them up in the scenario. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a good example, bro, man, because lately I've been dealing with a lot of people... Because I remember I had dropped a video a while back, and it was, I told him, I was like, dog, like, I don't know who need to hear this, but I actually, like, I love being in the military. You feel me? Based off of where I was coming from to the opportunities that it's given me, I love being in the military. Mm-hmm. And so many people came out the woodwork and was like, well, you know, they got toxic leadership and the organization had never changed. And I'm going to their profile. I'm looking them up and down. I'm like, well, I mean, and I try my best not to say it out loud, but I'm like, look how you act. Look how you look. You know what I mean? If you would have encountered me, you would have probably called me a toxic leader because of how I would have treated you. You know, but look at your outlook on certain things. And then when I talk about making a change and being the change that you wanted to see, it's so many people that are quick to say, well, this organization will never change. And I'm like, it won't change for you. It won't change because of the actions that you did. You gave up. You walked away. I can look at that and I can tell that you're the type of person that's going to walk away from something. I can look at that. But it's not going to be the exact same thing for me. And I think that's one of the biggest things is that when people say, like, oh, it'll never work. It didn't work for you. How are you going to sit there and say that it ain't going to work for me?
Right. And again, I'm not going to attack you the way you attacked it. So why would you? You're you and I'm me. So why would you even put that on me?
You know what I mean?
And even if it didn't work for you, how about you tell me what didn't work for you so I could go in the lab and try to make my own changes to make it work for me? Don't sit. I can't. Don't try to put a weight on me that I didn't ask for, you know?
That's it right there, man. Like, and I feel like it's not enough people giving you their experience or their lesson that they learned. Like, especially if you walking away from something. You know what I mean? If you walking away from it and you saying that it no, this is not going to work for me, what will it really cost you to give me the experience that you had learned from it? You no longer even care about it. You feel me? You what is it really going to cost you to walk away from something and give me the lesson that you learned from it? You said that you was done with it. So give me the experience so that way, because I'm not done with it.
Give me your
your mistakes.
You can speed me up. We can speed each other up if we give each other mistakes. And now you don't have to make the mistakes I already made. Therefore, you can take and develop this however you need.
I love that plan right there. I love that, bro.
I'm in a different, I don't know if a different society. I never lived beyond this one, right? I can't stand it when people do that. But that's just weird. You just got to stay away from weird energy. Right? Like, the way to deal with it is just to understand those people for who they are. Sometimes you could take lessons from it, right? Like, you can always take lessons from negative people and negative situations and conversations. But you just taking it, you know how not to be and how to treat other people. Right. Like, sometimes we need those people to come along just to keep us on track, remind us of our values. Right. Like, you need a bad friend every now and then to remind yourself of what a good friend is supposed to be like, or how to be a good friend. You know, but people take it and they want to run with it the other way. And it's like, nah, I got to be a lesson in it. What was the lesson? Why did that person come along? Why did you go through that? Why? What did that person, that negative energy coming in my life, really mean?
Bro, I like that one. Damn. What? Hey, man. Hey.
I ain't on here trying to be deep or none of that, brother. Like, these are just, if we can't have these conversations, I don't even want to talk these days. Like, people call me quiet a lot, but it's listen to what y'all are talking about. Why would I want to converse with you? I don't want to converse with you about them. You know, I want to converse with you about you. What can we do to better ourselves in this moment or in the next or someone around us?
100%. Right?
If we going bullshit, let's bullshit for real. Let's not bullshit about other people. Like, let's bullshit about real bullshit, like sports, comedy, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, man, I love that, man. Shit, man. If you know, sometimes you just got to have a bad friend in your life just to remind you what a good friend look like. That's all it is, you know, and it's so simple. You know what I mean? Like, hey, it's just, hey, this just a reminder. This is just your friendly reminder. As you move into these different places, as you get to this next level, all right, this is what a bad friend look like at this level now. You know what I mean?
All pain is, that's all transgressions are, is at bad times is just reminding you, hey, look, when you get back right, just remember what this feel like.
That's it.
Right? Remember that. There's somebody with less. Be grateful for where you're at now. Be grateful for what you have. Like, takes the same energy to look at that negative as it is positive. And it takes those bad times to remind you of that.
And man,
all of it, brother.
Man, moving forward, man, is gonna make me look at things, you know, because I feel like a lot of times, like, we get so caught up in trying to overanalyze things when it's honestly exactly what it is. You know what I mean? Like, ain't no deeper meaning to it. You feel me? Ain't no law of feng shui to it. It's really just this right here.
Yeah. I tell you, bro, it's like, for instance, one day I stopped posting my food a while ago, right? Mm-hmm. I rarely post my meals or what I eat throughout the day. And, you know, that's a big thing with with the bodybuilders and influencers in the fitness community. And I put cinnamon on steak one day.
Yeah.
Right? And it was so many messages. Why did you do that? What does cinnamon do? I was like, yo, it's just something that a Marine taught me when we was in the field one day. Yo, next time you cook a steak, put brown sugar, cinnamon, and crushed red pepper on it and just watch how it tastes. And I did it. And there was no deeper meaning of why I put cinnamon other than it just tastes good, right? So, like, that bad person came in your life just to remind you that, hey, there are bad people. That pain is there just to remind you that, hey, you're living. You know, you're not holier than thou. Who are you to think you're not gonna go through something?
Man, dude, like, just be one more thing before we transition into the next one, bro. But it's almost as simple as, because I may not be in the gym, but I'm consistently active when it comes down to, like, you know, just fighting in general. You know what I mean?
Hold
as
on.
Far as like just
I don't mean to cut you off, but fitness is way bigger than just the gym.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
And I always clear that part. I wanted to clear that piece up because, once again, I'm trying to avoid getting tagged in another pull-up video. Bro, that's why I be trying to like tell people like I'm not really big into fitness. Like that last slot that you had, you could have added somebody else. You know, I did like, bro, man, like for real, like people will be like this. Hey, I'm at the gym, man. What are y'all doing? I'm like this, bro. Like I'm ice in my face. I got punched at it, you know, like an hour ago. Like I would love to actually be doing what you're doing right now, but this is what I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah.
And it's so simple like that, bro. Like, you know, a jab down the pipe, bro. Like, you know that if you don't move your head out the way, you're going to get hit. Ain't no deeper meaning. If you don't move, you're going to get hit. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, if you take a next step there, why didn't that work? Well, you know, he did some secret technique. No, you walk right into that punch. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I feel like, man, like when you really just, there's no need. Sometimes I feel like we need to dissect life. You know, every life lesson needs to be dissected. But in reality, by you dissecting it, you're actually breaking down the lesson that was really just trying to, it was going to teach you. You know what I mean? Like you got a fucking sandwich in there and you want to dissect the sandwich and taste it individually to figure out why it does this. But no, man, sometimes you just got to put that motherfucker together and eat it. That is the lesson right there. Hey. You know? But as we switch gears, man, like another quote that you recently just released, bro, like in this one, man, like I feel like I'm trying to make better financial decisions, but that motherfucker already in my cart. I ain't even about to lie to you. It's already in my cart. You know, I'm fighting with my damn thumb right now, whether or not I want to press it, because I'm like, Meech, man, like you said that you was going to come into the scenario making better choices, but life is full of choices and consequences, man. And I just really wanted to get your perspective on that.
And like I said, with the rebrand, we digging into what I hold true to me, right? Mm-hmm. And a reason that I think it's been so successful is that it's coming from the heart, right? And life is full of choices and consequences comes from my mother. Moms is never been the person to tell me what not to do, what to do and what not to do. And I think that's why I think the way I do to date, right? Is I would come to my mom, I could talk to her about anything. And it would be, it could have been sex, bro, at 14, alcohol, whatever. And my mom was never really the person, hey, you can't do that, right? And it was always, all right, so if you make that decision, this is going to happen. Or this is going to happen. Or you're going to end up here, you're going to end up there. And it was up to Mia at that point because she knew I was going to do what I wanted to do anyway.
100%.
Which is what people are going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's bring this outside of raising a child, right? Like, even in good things, like people just take life is full of choices and consequences as negative. But I mean, you reap what you sow. You're going to continue to get what you put out. So being consistent through bad times with podcasting, look at where you're at now.
Mm-hmm.
You're now at the point where people are requesting you. Right.
Yeah.
Look at where you're at the Mace.
Mm-hmm.
Even in marriages and stuff like that. We could tap into that. I've heard one of your podcasts that took off today when you had a guest. I forget his name. But let's just talk about, like, we put so much ownership on things and people, like, you know, you can't tell somebody what they're going to do. I'm not going to tell you, you can't see other men or you can't date other men or you can't, be sexually involved with other men. Like, you're going to do what you want to do. Life is full of choices and consequences, but just know that there's a consequence behind that choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you go out and you do what you need to do, but there's going to be a consequence. And that consequence could be whether I stay or go, how I treat you when you come back or whatever the case is. In terms of business, right? Like there's times where there isn't a bad decision to make. There's just two different decisions to make and they both yield different consequences. Right. So if I go this route, A, B, and C could or it will happen. And if I go this route, then B, C, for so on and so forth. And again, going through what I've gone through with the move and moving, right? Moving is a choice that comes with consequences. And that's where this one comes from, is making choices and not always knowing what the consequence will be too.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're not always going to know what that decision is going to yield behind that door. And so you gotta stay firm in it sometimes.
No, man, and I love that, bro, man. I feel like, you know, one of the biggest things is that, especially when we're giving advice, and I love the fact of, I love how your mom handled it. You know what I mean? Because it's so easy to encounter a situation, it didn't go good for you, and you develop like, okay, this is the answer to that. So when, for example, your child comes up to you and they tell you something and you're like, no, don't do that. This is what you should do. But it goes back to life is, it's all about choices. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't necessarily a right or wrong way to do it. You know what I mean? It's not like a yes or no. You know, if you do this, this is the consequence of doing this. If you do that, this is the consequence of doing that. Which one are you more comfortable with living with? That's really where it comes down to, is which one are you going to be more comfortable with living with?
Absolutely. Like, we all are going to have choices to make every day. Every day, from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to sleep, it's choices.
Yeah. And
again, through the pandemic and post-pandemic, like, the pandemic put us all in, like I said, we're in a time of individuality now, where I think free thinkers are the abundance.
Free
thinkers is the minority now, at least in my world. Life is about being comfortable with the choices you make. Like, there's just so many different directions to go all the time, and so many different ways that we're pulled, and there's so much information. And it's like, what is the right decision sometimes? The right decision is the one that you're comfortable with, the one that resonates with you, the one that aligns with your morals and values. And outside of that, nothing else should really matter. I think people would just be a whole lot happier with that, and you wouldn't worry so much about other people, and people would be a lot less anxious and depressed, and you know what, make the choice that you're good with.
You know, I feel like also, man, like, I feel like we'll do a lot better to just take a step back and just realize, like, can we be comfortable with the consequences that somebody else is dealing with based off of the choice that they make? You know, I feel like a lot of people walk into a scenario and they assume that because I'm not comfortable with the consequences of the choice that you made for your life, that you should be uncomfortable with it too, that you shouldn't like it either, that you shouldn't want to do that either. But it's like, how can we sit back? Because we throw that out there like, hey, I'm a free thinker, I'm open to people's opinions. But if you truly were open to all of those, then the consequences of my actions or my choices wouldn't bother you, especially if they're not bothering me. That's the biggest thing. And I feel like a lot of people get so bent out of shape, like, well, why are you staying, or why are you doing this when you could be doing something else? And a good example of this is how people will show up and they'll be like this: why stay in the military when you can get out and make so much more money? Because I want to stay. You know what I mean? Like, life ain't got to be dissected. It's because I want to stay. I like it. You know, I can get out and make money doing a lot of things, make a lot of money doing a lot of things. But this choice, this consequence of my choice, is what I want for my life. And I feel like, you know, we rub ourselves crazy, or we drive ourselves crazy, because we're not comfortable with the choices of other people's lives.
And this, like, why does the real question, and that is, why does my choice concern you so much? Like you said, we're way too concerned with what other people have going on today. We're in there. Man, I hate the door, but it's social media and the age of comparison.
There it is.
Like you said, like, that is, there's a whole lot in that. Why am I even explaining myself? And why do you care? No. Because I want to be in the military. That's why.
You know, can we get it?
Because I wanted to get out. Why did it need to be, you know, it doesn't need to be some dramatic exit, right? Like, my time was up. That chapter closed. Why did y'all end? Well, our time was up.
That's it. It ain't got to be, just like what you said, it ain't got to be this elaborate, deep tale, bro. And I feel like, man, moving forward, can we just get back to just simple answers for any question? Why are you doing this? Because I want to. You know? Why are you eating this? Because I want to. Why did you and so-and-so break up? Because we wanted to. You know? Why are you getting out? Because I want to. Nothing. It doesn't have to be like this elaborate tale. It's simply because I want to. No matter how many you peel back all the layers, the core of it is because I want to. Whatever consequence follows that, I have already made peace with, you know? And my favorite one, which you said, was this: why are you doing this? The real question is, why are you asking me? Why are you concerned with it? It ain't got nothing to do with you. It's got something to do with me.
Is this going to benefit you? Is this going to open up an opportunity for you or make you any money? No.
I'm going to start using that.
Why does it concern you, right? Like, why are you, why does what I, my decision, what consequences come from my decisions affect you?
You know, I'm going to start using that, man. Like, in conversations where I don't I'm gonna just start opening up with, by me answering this, is this gonna make you any money? Is this gonna change your life? No, yeah. Don't worry about it, Dan. It ain't because whatever I say ain't gonna do shit for you. It ain't gonna do shit for you.
We're just wasting time at this point, you know.
We just bullshitting about bullshit that don't matter.
You dig? Like, let's talk about, if we go bullshit, let's bullshit.
You know what I mean? Hey, and now I'm understanding what you mean. Like, look, man, if we gonna bullshit, let's bullshit about bullshit. We ain't gotta bullshit about some shit that don't matter.
Exactly, man. Let's bullshit about real, like, TV. Let's talk about TV play. Let's talk about what LeBron did. Let's talk about a fight. Let's talk about real bullshit, some sneakers or you know.
But you ain't gotta sit here
and talk and the rest of it. We could just save it for somebody else, man, because, you know,
You know, I hate small talk. I'm not a small talker. You feel me? Like, when you said, like, you know, like, if we ain't going to have conversations about this, then I don't want to talk. Like, bro, I'm one of them people that I hate small talk, bro, because it's like, what is the purpose of this conversation? You know, like, if there's nothing to gather about this, then I really don't want to be around it, or I don't want to be in the conversation. I'm comfortable with just sitting in silence. You know what I mean? But if we're going to bullshit, let's bullshit about bullshit. You know?
Because all the rest of that stuff comes from earlier we were talking about. That's when you give people space to put their projections on you and unnecessary energy and viewpoints that you didn't ask for. Again, like, I don't want any of that. I want that from my circle. Yeah. Right? So if you're outside of that and we're going to bullshit, let's bullshit about bullshit.
Oh, man. I love that, man. But with that being said, man, as we come to a close to this episode, you know, my brother, do you got anything, you know, any last minute advice for anybody? Any upcoming projects?
Upcoming projects. So we're dropping today at 7 p.m. Eastern. Life is full of choices and consequences. Upcoming projects. Yeah, man, we got two more pieces on the way. I'm really excited to share with y'all. Those will be coming in March. They'll be previewed, but they'll drop March 1st. Other than that, man, life advice? Life advice. Understand that in life, you're going to reap what you sow, whether that be into people, places, or things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, whatever you reap, whatever you remain consistent at is what's going to show true forth to your life. So if you sow and you reap into bad people and bad situations, then bad is going to continue to happen, right? If you're constantly talking about negative things and negative spaces, and negative is going to surround your life. Like, you control your life by controlling your life. And if nothing's changing, nothing changes. Right, just wordplay, but if it all sits with me, so yeah, my advice, you could cut the rest, but my advice would be, if nothing's changing, nothing changes.
I like that.
Right. That would be what I want to leave everybody with.
Wait, can you say that one more time?
If nothing's changing, nothing changes.
I thought I heard it the first time, but. So, hey, you leaving me with some shit today. You leaving me with some shit.
You going through it, and you wonder why bad keeps happening. Well, you're probably not changing anything. Right? If you want a new result, you have to put in a new effort. You have to attack it a new way. You have to do something different. You have to move. You have to change your environment. You have to break up. You have to move on. You have to let go. If nothing's changing, nothing changes.
I love that, bro. I love that. And just like that, another extraordinary thought left this ordinary mind. I hope you enjoyed this episode half as much as I enjoyed making it. Don't forget to head on over to your favorite streaming platform, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, and leave this podcast an honest review, because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. Also, don't forget to head on over to TikTok or Instagram and follow me at Meech Speaks. That's right, Meech Speaks. Meech is spelled M-E-E-C-H. Stay motivated. Stay healthy. I'm out.